is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet at Jack Wagon. Brother Big Boys Evans here doing nothing good. Nathaniel Lundy, tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And congrats to Indiana football on a national title. The party commenced there on campus in Bloomington. Chances are you're not listening to this pod until roughly 4 p.m. Eastern time, because you got to try to sleep off a well-deserved hangover. And congratulations, Sir Fernando Mendoza and company. I figured Indiana was going to win, Lundy. I did not figure that Miami was going to keep it that close. So congrats to the Hurricanes for actually making it a bowl game. But we move on more ways creatively to lose our cash. Let's start by hop of the board, the honk, honk, plus bus, as we always do at the top every Fade 5 episode, plus $100 or greater. That is the requirement. And Lundy, you're going to your specialty, which is dropping the puck and making some bucks in the National Hockey League. What do you got?
Well, look at the screen here, Brad. Look at this. The words Connor McDavid and plus odds. This just does not happen very often, folks. And so I'm going to take advantage of it. And in fact, DraftKings is the only book that's offering this to you at plus odds. And that's for McJesus to have an anytime goal at plus 105. Now, there's a couple of reasons I like it. First and foremost, if you look at the schedule this evening, they're the late game on TNT here on Tuesday, but they're at home. All right. Well, that's a good thing for Edmonton. Sometimes it's not, let's be honest, but they're at home. They're taking on New Jersey. New Jersey ranks in the bottom third when it comes to penalty kill. And we all know that that's part of where McDavid makes his hay, is when he's on the man advantage. Here's the other reason I like it, besides the fact that I'm actually getting McDavid to score a goal at plus odds. He hasn't scored in five games. Five. That's unheard of for him. This is one of those HD bets, folks. He's due, and I know that that can come back and bite us in the ass, but plus odds at home, McDavid for a goal when he has gone 0-for here over the course of the last five games. Feed it to me at plus 105 at DraftKings.
Oh, I like it. Put the biscuit in the basket and make a little moolah, a little baby seduced by the juice here at a plus 105, but a rarity when you see plus money and Connor McDavid. I know that because Lundy taught me. All right, let's go to the AFC title game. Let's go with a man that, believe it or not, Nathaniel Lundy, we'll probably buy a jersey of if he somehow, some way gets the dub and marches the Broncos on to Santa Clara and this year's Super Bowl. And that is Jarrett Stidham in a revenge game, taking on his former employer, the New England Patriots. Lundy, I'm going to go to the alt market. I like for 20 plus rush yards at plus 130, and I grab this at the score bet. Stidham's got some opportunistic legs, so you don't believe me? Well, look at his history as a starter. I know it's a relatively small sample size, but he does have four starts in his career, and he's averaged 23 rush yards per game. He's averaged over five rush attempts per game. So a guy that will tuck and run and take advantage, kind of similar to the guy he is, replacing in the lineup there in Bo Nix out with that fractured ankle. You look at New England, they're down with the Heat in terms of pocket pressure around 21% of the time in the NFL regular season. The Patriots gave up 16.2 rush yards per game as six quarterbacks went well over the 15.5 standard line. So if you want to break out the little step ladder, standard line is at 15.5. Of course, love the over on that, but I think he will eclipse the 20-yard mark with those legs and trying to avoid the sacks being compiled there by the New England Patriots. So my plus bus offering, Jarrett Stidham, 20-plus rush yards at plus 130, available at the score bet. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Tequila Tuesday edition, glub, 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 of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the Tuesday countdown. All college basketball all the time. As usual, Tuesday slates are enormous. And we're going to a game in which really doesn't have a lot of clout, but I like the alternative lines on the same game parlay that I built. out of this, the spreadsheet. That is Florida. The Gators, the reigning national champs, minus 9.5 of the alt line. And the game over the alt total, 154.5, taking on LSU. And we get to plus money, plus 104. That simple two-leg build there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Tide Golden Boys are playing a hell of a lot better basketball. A lot of people write them off just a couple of weeks ago. I felt that they were still going to win the SEC. They were then 2 weeks ago at plus 280 to do so. Now they're at minus money to achieve that feat. They're rocking and rolling because they have the best front court in all of college basketball with Chinyelu, with Condon, with Thomas Hawk, who's a scoring du jour. He scores all over, all points on the floor, but the guard play is the absolute key. The Gators, I've said time and time again, what version of Boogie Flan is going to show up? What version of Xavier Lee? All we need is one of those guys to take a step forward and have a decent, not a spectacular game, maybe like a 15-point effort. Xavier Lee last time out went for 20. Flan only went for 7, and they got the win. That's the kind of effort that we need in that backcourt. Somebody rising the occasion, splishing and splashing and making some defensive plays, which is really a calling card of the Gators, number 38 in the country in the AFGD. And they are top 5 in the nation, Lundy. Offensive rebounding percentage, defensive rebounding percentage, LSU 70-plus on the glass in both of those categories, and a suboptimal number 59 in EFGD. So I'll take the line down from the 14.5, 15.5 at some of the shops here. I got to win by 10 or more points for Florida, like numero uno. And then I think this game will be briskly paced as Florida likes to rev the tempo. They're top 65 in the country adjusted tempo. LSU is willing to run. So give me the over on the 154.5 all total. Put those together, plus 104. At DraftKings, numero cinco on the countdown today, Lundy. Fair to follow.
I'll roll with you on this one. You know, folks, on a Tuesday edition of the podcast, when Brad is already sipping the tequila, it means that I kick back because he is in his element with the college basketball. So like this, get yourself to some plus odds, bring that total down, play the over like that. The idea of the Gators and the Tigers running back and forth, up and down the court is a high expectation here. So great way to play it, bringing that total down and then going to the over. And same thing with Florida to be able to win it by double figures.
Chop down, Gators!
Number 4.
Alright, numero cuatro here, the Tuesday edition of the P5 Countdown. Let's stay in the Sunshine State, and let's go with a battle of two state representatives, that being Miami of Florida, not of Ohio. I know they're in action tonight, and yes, I know they're nationally ranked, and yes, I understand they're undefeated. Ooh, and they're going to be tested at Kent State. The fighting Antonio Gates may push them a limit, but that didn't make the countdown today. The Hurricanes did exercise some demons. Take out your frustrations of last night on the gridiron and release them on the hardwood against the Seminoles of Florida State. I'm going to lay the 11.5 points with Miami at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. Canes are actually kind of flying under the radar right now, the national scene. They have an NCAA tournament resume right now. The first iteration of the bracket big board, folks, it's live right now at thegamingjuice.com. I'm going to be updating it sporadically, and it's starting in February. Every single day, I will be updating that bad boy all the way through Selection Sunday. So check it out at thegamingjuice.com. Miami landed on the first version of the big board at number 8. That's their seed line. So in an 8-9 game, and they could climb a little bit higher. And this, is not necessarily the resume builder, but would be a black eye if they fell short against the Noles. You look at Miami, number 83 in the country at adjusted tempo. They're outstanding offensively. Number 22 in the nation in AFGO. They're shooting 60% flat from inside the arc, Alundi. A team that really gets after the glass are top 20 in offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding. Malik Renault, the transfer from, oh, what a quinky dink, Indiana on this Miami team, has been balling out. Donaldson Henderson, very suitable as well as complimentary weapons in the offense. And looking forward to State, they got a disgusting puke-inducing profile, Lundy. They're number 206 in EFG offense, 261 in EFG defense. They've lost 10 of their last 12. and they love to push the pace. Number 18, adjusted tempo. So kind of like the over as well, but I like Miami more. I think they absolutely clock the Noles. Give me the Canes. -11.5 at home against Florida State and a -110 at BetMGM. Numero quattro on the countdown. Lundy, better follow.
Well, I like this one too, but I also don't know, Brad, that this wouldn't necessarily be one of the ones you could do exactly what you did at number five, right? Bring the Miami line down to, you know, 5.5, 6.5, and then do the same thing with the total, because I do think you're going to see some more pace. Miami should be able to run them out of the gym, but I like it just by itself, straight 11.5. Get it by a dozen, Canes. Get it by a dozen. Get a little revenge after last night.
That's right. Do it for Carson Beck. Well, not really.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I think the upset bug is going to be biting Texas Tech, a team that is ranked inside the top 12 nationally right now in the AP poll. Give me the Baylor Bears in Waco. And yeah, I'm wacko for Waco on the money line. +110 there at BetMGM. Baylor's just got to win straight up. That's what the money line means for you newbies that are out there. Yes, I know Baylor has lost four of their last five, but you look at KenPom, you look at Torvik, you look at a Haslametrics. All of those advanced metric sites had this within 3 points. And now they are all projecting Texas Tech to win by that margin, but I think Baylor could flip the script. A team right now, one of my last four in phase one of the bracket, big board, so they need a marquee victory to boost the overall resume, and why not just do it at home? Pretty decently balanced team. Scott Drew's club, number 64 at EFG offense, 83 EFG defense. They're shooting 36.8% from distance. Carr shooting over 44%, and Agbem is shooting close to 40% from way downtown. Tech, you know what they got? JT Toppin and Christian Anderson. All right, those guys are ballers. The inside-outside game, one of the best duos in the country. It's a big reason why they're top 15 EFG offense all the year, 54.3% from two, 37.8% from three, nearly 50% of their hoists are coming from distance, Lundy. Pretty good on the glass as well. Baylor is going to have to hang, but Baylor, a top five offensive rebounding team. Strangely, though, outside the top 300 in defensive rebounding. So box out, Bears, if you can do that and challenge Christian Anderson and company along the arc. I think you could spring the upset. So I like Baylor on the money line, taking on Texas Tech at +110 at BetMGM. Numero tres on the countdown. Lundy, better follow.
Can't do it, my man. I cannot do it. I know Baylor's at home, but they lost their last two home games. As you said, they've lost four out of five. Tech has beaten them three straight times in the head-to-head matchup, and Tech has also been winning. They are not staring in the rearview mirror at losses. I think the Red Raiders get it done on the road, and Baylor gets a little bit of a blemish on that resume as they're working their way up Brad's big board. Not seeing it happen. Give me guns up in Texas Tech.
Yeah, Lundy's going to pop off with the Red Raiders. And hey, speaking of popping off, if you want to see more of our spicy opinions, check them out at thegamingjuice.com. It's free, you jackals. Lundy's always free and transparent. Spreadsheet lives there. Mine does as well. Some people have been wondering, oh, Evans, your live bets. Why do you win so many? Because I follow college basketball and I know what the hell I'm doing in the live market often. See the Providence game last night. I grabbed that at halftime +8.5 and they damn near came back and won in OT against Marquette. So I get those in as quickly as I possibly can. Sometimes I'm on air, I'm talking, juggling a bunch of things. So just relax, folks. I'm not like cooking the books at all. I do get some of those wrong on occasion, but oftentimes so far in the college basketball season, it's been kind of spot on, so my luck will probably change there. But anyway, fade or follow, that, of course, is up to you. All of our free and transparent picks. You can read all my various pieces. The bracket big board is live. Again, version number one. I'm going to add comments. Some other bells and whistles will be coming over here the next few days. I'll have that all the way through Selection Sunday, updating it periodically. And starting in February, every single damn day, I am dedicated to trying to get the best bracket projection that is out there with my power ranking approach, a little bit different than what Joe Lenardi does there at ESPN. I got some college basketball noise, my takes on some futures markets you might be interested in. You can read that right now on thegamingjuice.com. And of course, I'll have my championship Sunday picks a little bit later in the week as well in the AFC and the NFC. You get it all for free at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the SEC, shall we? Let's build on the same game parlay. And let you know how my approach is. I love these little two-leg actions. I'm not looking to get too greedy. Sometimes I'll work in a little SGP plus where I could have some action on the standard alt line along with the total and then throw in like another team or another total. I do that on occasion. Check out the spreadsheet and see all of my random alterations and configurations that I have in the SGP market. But two-legger here, Missouri at home in Columbia. I'm going to take them on the alt spread, plus 5.5, leg numero uno and leg numero dos. I am going to take the total down to 157.5 and dunk on that over. They're taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. We get the plus money, plus 100, even Steven Juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I like this? Well, first and foremost, Missouri, one of the better offensive teams in the advanced metrics world that people don't really realize. Number 12 of the country in EFG offense. Defense, lackluster, to say at least, at number 119 EFGD. But they're shooting 60% from two and 36.4% from three. So great scoring balance there with Mitchell and Cruz. Cruz is shooting 47.2% from distance line, and he's taken like 43s this season. Now, Missouri's got a limit to turnovers. They shoot themselves in the foot. They're coughing up on 18.5% of their possessions. And their three-point percentage, D stinks. And they're number 292 of the nation along the arc in terms of their defense. And you look at UGA, they are the fastest team of the Bulldogs in the nation. Number one adjusted tempo, pretty good offensively, 60 EFG offense, 26 in EFGD. They got a supreme rim protector. So, you know, scoring on them inside is a bit of a chore. They're only giving up 46.5% from two and 30.9% from three. They can kill you with second chance opportunities. So, again, Mizzou, like Baylor, box the hell out. Do so. Splishy and splash them outside. Ride the home backing. You might actually score the victory, but you could even lose by 5 points. And I still cover that first leg. And again, this game is going to be zip, 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 because the Bulldogs, they push the gas and their foot never elevates off of it. They just keep revving the engine. So high possession game. So numero dos on the Fade 5 Countdown, same game parlay. Missouri plus 5.5 in the game over 157.5 against UGA plus 100 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I think here's what you need to know. Like, I'm with you on the Missouri plus the 5.5, but here's what you need to know on the other part of this. Okay. Georgia's last game against Arkansas, the over under was 181.
82. Yeah.
I mean, crazy. Folks, we're starting to dance in NBA territory when we're talking about that. When it was Georgia, Arkansas, the over-under closed at 181.5. So, yes, the Bulldogs. I know an actual Bulldog usually kind of slow.
Yeah, lumbering.
Little bit like a turtle to a certain extent. But this Georgia Bulldogs team will run. And I like the idea of taking Missouri plus the 5.5. I think they win the game. But at the same time, let's give ourselves a little bit just in case that fast pace of play with the Bulldogs finds them shooting in the high percentages.
Ooh, baby. Zip, 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 zip. Score, boys. And score again.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. One more SEC bet, and it is the marquee matchup of the night. Woo! Pick Sue! now I'm going to roll with the Arkansas Razorbacks inside Bud Walton, which is going to be rocking tonight. One of the better home venues in college basketball. So let me lay the point and a half for the Razorbacks taking on the Vanderbilt Commodores, a lot of people's pick to eventually win the SEC. Again, I think Florida's going to have that honor come season's end, but Vandy's going to be in that conversation. Really, Arkansas will be too. So this is a pivotal game for conference bragging rights, and I like the Razorbacks minus 110 there at BetMGM. You look at Coach Cal's team. Arkansas on another fast-paced team, number 23 in adjusted tempo nationally, 39 in EFG offense. So score the rock ain't the weakness. It's their defensive chops that we're going to have to sharpen their incisors and chomp on down in that category because they're giving up 53.2% from inside the arc. Better in perimeter defense, only allowing 31.4%. Not too shabby there on the glass. You look at Vanderbilt, a team that will run. They don't mind brisk tempos at all. In fact, they relish it. They're number 45 in adjusted tempo, number 14 EFG offense, better defensively, and number 30 in EFG defense. Without a doubt, based on the statistical scout, Lundy. Oh, that kind of rhymed. Oh, way to go, Evans. I think Vandy is the better team. But again, the home environment, it weighs something. It usually is a three-point advantage. And I think it will be for Arkansas in the end. I think if they win this by exactly 3 points, though Vanderbilt pretty good in their own right, getting after it on the glass. So give me Arkansas at number uno on the Tuesday edition of the Fee 5 Countdown, minus 1.5, taking on Vanderbilt, minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
Well, I'll roll with you on this one. Why not? Arkansas 10-0 at home. So let's see if they can make it 11-0, protecting that house. Good call.
Yep. Oh, hey, short and sweet. I like it. All right. I know what he's doing. He's chomping a bit right now because he has got to fire off additional action. He's like, oh, let's go, Evan. Let's go. Get your stupid ass Arkansas pick out of here so I can blitz the masses with these money bets. So, good sir, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't know about money bets, man. I mean, look, I'm counting down the days to watch Jared Stidham. Okay. So you know, just everybody relax, okay? It's fun in Denver social media right now. All the people that are trying to find all the different ways that Stidham is just gonna Nick Foles this thing for the Broncos. It's pretty funny. All right, let me toss a couple of them out here for you that you could have some fun with. First and foremost, Buffalo and Nashville on the ice tonight. They're in Nash, Vegas. The Sabres are coming in. They're playing their third game in four nights. This is one of those ones that's a pain in the ass. It's basically a schedule loss, in my opinion. But I think the best way to be able to play it, let's take Nashville in regulation. And if you do that over at DraftKings, no overtime, just Nashville money line, and they got to do it without needing the extra frame. Pretty solid, plus 115. I will take that one. I talked to you about Edmonton earlier and getting McJesus for an anytime goal. The first game that you can take advantage of on TNT tonight, if you're looking for the national broadcast, is Dallas and Boston. This is a kind of a fascinating game, personally. Boston's coming in on a roll, okay? They've won six straight games. Over the course of those six games, they've only allowed seven goals. Like, Boston's on a little bit of a run right now. They've also won 8 out of 9 if you keep going. Now you look at Dallas and you go, wait a minute. Why is Dallas favored? They've lost 3 in a row and they've lost 10 of their last 12. The Dallas Stars are a little shaky, shall we say, right now. But I am going to take them. You're going to pay a little bit of juice on the money line. So you may want to try to do this like money line and then pair it up with the over. I think we're going to see some goals. It's sitting at 5.5. You could same game parlay that if you want, but I think this is a Dallas team that's going to feel a little bit of the pressure that they have got to get off their ass after losing the games that they've lost. And like I said, losing 10 out of 12. Boston is on that winning streak of 6 in a row. However, 5 of those were at home. So now here they are on a road. They just picked up a win against the Blackhawks in Chicago. They turn around and go to Dallas. It will be, like I said, the early game on TNT. I think Dallas can pull it off, but I also like the over in this contest if you don't want to play that one. That one's sitting at 5.5 universally across the board. Just go play that wherever you want. And Brad, I'm scared about Sunday. I'm really frightened about Sunday. I'm going to need, by the time we get to Friday's episode, I am probably going to be finding the most ridiculous bets possible on the AFC and NFC championship games. But I will say, going all the way back to the plus bus, I know it's been a while, okay? But if you go back and look at film of Stidham in college, the guy can run. He's not as nimble as Bo Nix, but he can move. And going back to your plus bus, I think that is a spectacular plus odds bet to make, and a way to be able to play Stidham. Maybe you want to stay away from the arm, and maybe you want to stay away from passing yards or passing touchdowns or things like that. But he will use his legs, because he's been able to watch Bo Nix do it for the last 2 years, and he knows that he is capable of getting out there and doing that as well. So I think that's an absolutely spectacular play. I'm also watching this New England defense, and I'm going to want to look at some of the stats by the time we get to Friday when they put them out there. This is a team, Brad. New England was only averaging 2 sacks a game in the regular season, okay? In 17 games, New England had 35 sacks. That was it. That was all they had. And then what happens? They sack Herbert 6 times, and they got to C.J. Stroud 3. Now, obviously, they were making C.J. pay by throwing the picks. But this New England defense is dialed in right now, and Stidham, if we're not careful, by the second quarter, Stidham's going to be hearing footsteps. So we'll talk a lot more about it on Friday. I just feel for Bo Nix and what he had to go through, and the fact that here this team was rolling. He's a good dude, but he's got a great attitude. I like the fact that he's ready to come back. And, folks, Stidham is a pretty damn capable backup. So I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois. Let's talk some more hoops.
All right, thanks for rubber stamping Jarrett Stidham on the rush yards there, B-Amigo. All right, here we go. The team Wavos parlay play. I'm not going to give you a whole lot of background on any of these. Three-leg money line. This is the Road Warrior parlay play. Probably going to end in disaster. You might want to fade all three, because likely the home dogs will probably knock them off, and you'll cash in a far more handsome juice than what I am about to share. But give me Purdue on the road for leg number 1-0 at UCLA. The Bruins have been a massive disappointment on the outside looking in, very much on the bubble right now on my first edition of the bracket big board. Give me Kansas at Colorado. I know Bill Self had the health scare. He was hospitalized. He's going to be A-okay, but did not make the trip to Boulder. Still KU playing at a very high level. And the Buffs, I mean, they're going to be lucky to make the CBI this year, even if they get there. Then leg numero tres, give me Michigan State on the road at Oregon. Another disappointing team. The Ducks have been turning a fog this season, pretty much by everybody. Michigan State, one of the best rebounding teams in the country. I think they bludgeon them on the interior. So Purdue, Kansas, Michigan State, all money lines, all on the road. What could possibly go wrong? Plus 130 on that simple legger, three-legger there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. I got one more play for you, Lundy. I can't resist the Mountain West action, and for whatever reason, I can never resist betting on Wyoming at home. So I'm going to take Wyo on the money line against Boise State. I booked it at plus 100 at the score bet earlier today. Boise stinks, guys, especially on the road. They're 1-3 straight up this season. North of number 260 in EFG offense, north of 200 in EFG defense. You look at Wyo, they're 8-2 straight up at home this year. Number 100 EFG offense, 127 EFG defense. So whether you're looking at the standard surface view, the solid home team there at elevation, taking on a team from Boise, which has had their struggles away from Idaho, or you're digging down deep in the advanced analytics, everything points in one direction, one direction only. Pop off with the Cowboys in Wyoming, a very good rebounding team, a top 50 in the country, offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. Meyer, though, has to win the Battle of the Bigs over Fields in the interior. Does so, and again, I think the Cowboys will win. And a nail biter. So I'm going to take that one again on the money line at plus 100. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Tuesday edition of the podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your leisure, at your convenience. Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Check out all the content there. Go to Betalytics as well, our friends in old Canada. Awesome projections they provide. Use that promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. For the lovely and outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, will be a Nervous Nelly. All the way going up to kickoff on Sunday. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Party on, Indiana.